Hello, this is 5 Minutes the Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 733. So we are going for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And this is where I always pause and say, you've not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." We've been talking about the death of Christ. We've gone into the physical events, we're not the revelatory. And we are in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 that says, "My son, daughter inclusive, pay attention to my word." And we're saying, how are we going to pay attention to God's word when you decrease attention on other things and make his word, reading of your Bible, listen to messages like this, your priority in the day? That means that you decrease all the reels and all the going into Facebook and all that, because social media is really, really, really taking so much of our attention, and we are now reversing that in Jesus' name. So we went to Mark 11, and in Mark 11 we saw Jesus. He saw a fig tree, cursed it, and the following day the disciples said, "Master, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead." And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea." And we said, but who will say? Who is going to say? Do you mean some special people? Say, whosoever, everybody, every born again believer. We read from Revelation 1, 5 and 6. And the first Peter also saying that we are a royal priesthood. We have been born again. Christian has been made into a king and a priest. King first before even a priest. And therefore, we have to function in the role as a king. And that is what we're looking at functioning. I said that to function the role as a king, you have to speak, you have to say. There are three sayings in that verse in Mark 11:23. Three of them in one verse. So there is a lot of saying for the one who is going to walk in his role as a king on this earth. And I want to ask to pay attention to something, because you see, as you're saying that, we're going to say and we're going to say, there is something important about saying also that we need to do. We need to draw attention to something that we have in our world. And that is how so many people have trained themselves not to mean what they say. It's all over. There are so many people who play with their words. Now, if you have the type that play with your words, what do you mean, prophetess, when you say play with your words? I'm saying you don't mean most of the things you say. You don't mean those words. When you say, see you at 11 o'clock, as you're even saying it, you say, listen, maybe around 11, 12, 1, 2, it could be any of them. And I know a certain continent that does not respect time at all. When they say, I'll be there at 2 p.m., forget it. When they say church service starts at 8 o'clock. Oh, 8 o'clock, that's when people are getting out of their homes. And it's the norm. It's the norm. Listen, such things, when you do them, then you are not going to operate in what we're talking about. For some of you, it means a radical change. A radical change. If you don't mean it, you won't say it. And you shouldn't say it. You will have to come to a point where you say only the things that you mean. If you don't do that, we will come into all the reasons why it won't work if you are like that. Many people have trained themselves not to take their words seriously. It's like, it's part of life. It's just part of life. Now, I remember hearing, I don't know whether it was somebody was being interviewed, and the person said that she was in a relationship, and the guy said to her, but when I said that I loved you and that I said I was going to be with you alone, but why would you believe me? And then the girl said, but why shouldn't I be? Then his response was, because promises are made to be broken. Now, if you live like this, how are you going to ever take God's word seriously? That's why some people can never take God's word seriously. They just sit there, so you boy, you're not, you, what is it? God's word? Words are meant to be broken. But if you have that attitude, you will have to untrain yourself. Listen, you will have to untrain yourself. This is critical for anyone who wants to see what Jesus saw. That you will speak. You will speak. And it will happen as you say. If you are going to be that type, you will have to untrain yourself. Where you don't mean your words. You don't mean your words. When you say 1 o'clock or 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. Listen, we have to add 2 more hours to it. Your word means nothing to you. Please, it must change if you want that Jesus results in Mark 11, that he will speak and it will happen. But if you mean business and you really want that, then the first thing you're going to change is how you speak. That when you speak, you mean your words. When you say yes, it is a yes. When you say no, it is a no. We can take your word to the bank and we are assured we will never be disappointed. If not, then you cannot walk in what I'm teaching. That is the way it is. You must mean what you say and say what you mean if you want to walk in it. Oh, and I see that somebody is becoming radical. You are changing that. You are no longer going to play with your words. Whatever you say is what you mean. This is your life. Oh, I'm opening the books and I'm reading your destiny. This is who you are. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.